Russia is directly engaged in military aggression against Georgia. Not only it arms and supports and facilitates the military escalation against Georgia by proxies, but it directly sends its own warplanes to bomb Georgian territory. It's a war, Russian war against Georgia. And it is a challenge of international community. They need to respond. They need to talk to Russia very, very firmly. We don't want Europe or any other countries to have some sort of problems, big problems with Russia. We realize so many countries are dependent on Russian supplies. But unless European Union, the Western general stands for the values it is united around, the situation will not stop in Georgia. And the appeasement, it has proved not to be working in the past. It's not going to work today. Our government has been warning Russia that support of separatism, sending so-called volunteers, will come back to Russia and they will have to pay price. And unfortunately, it proved to be true, because those fighters from Chechnya, including Mr. Basayev, Gilayev, and other liberation war heroes, then turned to be international terrorists as soon as they started fighting against Russia. Now they are making the same mistake, allowing so-called volunteers to enter Georgia and to fight against Georgian people and Georgian government. Well, it's not going to be, I'm not sure they will remain immune from the same problem, that they would have to pay a big price for that. Direct negotiations have been rejected day after day by separatist leaders, and it is our clear impression now that they were never interested in negotiating solution. Georgia is open to negotiations. Georgia is ready to grant amnesty to all the separatist leaders if they lay down the arms and go back to the negotiating table. And we invite Russia to mediate during these talks. The problem is that we don't see Russia being very active and managing to bring our supposed partners to those talks. Nowadays, this is Russia's strategy of preventing Georgia from integrating into the West in general and in NATO in particular. So we have the forthcoming NATO ministerial in December, where Georgia's membership action plan will be discussed. And we view this latest escalation as a message towards the West. Even when President Saakashvili yesterday declared unilateral ceasefire and ordered Georgian police forces not to respond to the separatist firing, they probably took this as a message of weakness or a sign of weakness, and they intensified the fire where Georgian civilians and police forces suffered large losses. This was the triggering point when we just didn't have any other choice to suppress the fire. Georgians and Ossetians in the region are very closely connected. There is no ethnic conflict there. We would like to make it very clear. Secondly, Georgian government has offered the region, all peoples of the region, the utmost degree of autonomy. As soon as we have a political solution to the conflict, the region will be able to elect its parliament, its own president. The ethnic rights, the cultural rights of the ethnic Ossetians will be protected to the highest European level. And we offer a better future within a democratic, stable, prosperous European Georgia than they could have anywhere else. So the main point of the Georgian government is to establish, first of all, to establish the peace, and then it's ready to allocate very substantial financial resources for the rehabilitation of the region, for its development. Russia seems to be just adding oil to fire by sending weapons, sending armored vehicles through rocket tunnel, and so-called volunteers from Northern Caucasus. And at the top of everything, of course, there are air raids on Georgian territory. Once again, we're calling upon Russia to play a more constructive role to stop military aggression against Georgia for the benefit of Ossetian people living in the region and for the benefit of all peoples. And this should be in Russia's own interest, because every time when Russia stirs trouble on the south from its border, then it comes back as a boomerang in the Northern Caucasus, which is a very, very volatile region, as we all know.